T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On behalf of the 8 generations of my family who have been in this country, we're going to put a little fuel in your bus. Now, I've got the alumni over there, and this is a challenge to you, alumni. This is my class, 2019. And my family is making a grant to eliminate their student loans.
$40 million. And he just basically said he's picking up the tab on everybody's student loans. I'd say there's pressure on anybody who's wealthy who's doing any of these graduation speeches from here on in.
What are you going to do for us?
Yeah.
Exactly. Or how about some of these kids who are probably sitting there going, wow, okay, the odds are, like, since Robert Smith started this whole thing, maybe more people, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to take out a bunch of loans and I'm going to make sure everybody pays them. Right? Let's gamble. You think that's probably what people would do? You know what? Hopefully we have a really good speaker.
You get some poor guy next year.
So Jerry this morning was basically talking about that. And I thought it was an interesting take. I didn't necessarily agree with it, but it was the point of view that he took. So here's this guy, Robert Smith, who's doing a great thing, you know, has great intentions. But like any other good deed, it doesn't go unpunished because there are some obvious issues, right? About kids who bust their ass and, you know, don't take out any loans and work over the weekends. And there's the other guys that sit out there and they take out a bunch of loans and maybe they use some of that money and they go on spring break or maybe they buy a car with it. Who the hell knows what they're doing with it?
You can do that, though, with student loans.
Well, I think it depends what type of loan you're getting. I mean, because there's a bunch of different types of loans. There's grants, there's Pell Grants, there's...
But it all goes to your education, doesn't it?
Not necessarily.
It goes in your pocket? Pay for it?
What about if you're just living off campus? You're going to need cash to pay for your rent, pay for your food. Not everything is just room and board, living in a dorm room. But I want to play how this basically starts. Jerry's voice.
Hey, stupid, with the $200,000?
Right. Don't worry about it.
No, not yet.
I call him stupid.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. So this all started because there was this kid who went to the school there that tweeted out the amount of
$200,000 that he was in. And he had a spreadsheet.
Yeah.
And it said it was going to take him 25 years and it was going to end up maybe half of his salary, you know, with the amount of debt. So this is what this guy just did for him. You know, so Jerry, and honestly, I kind of agree with him. That maybe this guy didn't really think it through, because we mentioned it before, like you just talked about. Some guy out there, you know, who spends every Friday, Saturday night, or Saturday and Sunday day, or all summers long while he's in college, working his ass off and doesn't have any student loans, or minimal student loan, or whatever, right? Versus the other guy that just took out the student loans and didn't work at all. So now what? Now who gets... So the kid that worked his tail off, what benefit did he get from this?
Hey, stupid, with the $200,000, don't worry about it. I got you. Go ahead. Have fun. Yeah, get your art history degree.
I'm going to make your life easier post-college. And by the way, it's not irresponsible to do that. What about the people you just commended for working hard and paying off their student debt? Are they irresponsible too?
What are you talking about?
You just said it's irresponsible.
Right there is the frustration. Jerry's having a conversation and Mutt's running around in circles.
Could you imagine, if Mutt got that money from Robert Smith, he'd be at the track in about a half an hour, right? He'd be at the gambling casino.
Let her keep going.
And paying off their student debt. Are they irresponsible too?
What are you talking about?
You just said it's irresponsible to take out these major loans. Well, not if you're paying them back. That's how a lot of people, most people are paying them back.
Again, if you're going to be a doctor, it's one thing, or a lawyer, it's one thing. If you're going to be a gym teacher, or you're going to be any kind of teacher, you know, elementary school, God bless you, if you're going to be struggling, whatever, radio producer.
Have you tried to get a teaching job recently? It is not as easy as you suggest it is right now.
Suggested it was easy?
Well, you're saying if you're going to be a teacher, flip it.
Okay, do you know how much teachers make, Mike?
Yes, I'm aware of
one. So you know how much teachers make.
Again. I'm aware,
Frustration again.
Jerry.
So there's two conversations going on.
What is he upset about? For you, Jerry.
There's two conversations going on. Number one is that Robert Smith donated money, so the people that just took out loans and didn't work their tail off to pay for college got benefited. And the people that did work their tail off got nothing from it.
Right.
Nothing. So I agree. I think one of the things he suggested was like, what if you gave these kids 100 grand each
instead
of 200 to one and nothing to another because he paid off all the loans?
Right.
He said, you want to put 100 grand towards your loans? Fine. But the kid who worked his ass off and doesn't have any student loans?
You got 100 grand.
Here you go.
But saying Robert Smith didn't do the right thing.
No, it's ridiculous.
No, okay. So the guy gives all this money.
So that's one argument he's making.
So is he supposed to know who has debt and who doesn't have debt? Okay, so I take out a 529 account and I pay for my kid to go through college. He has no debt whatsoever.
Right.
So is he, should he get, $200,000 like the other guys get? So since he had a dad or he paid his own bills, he should just get the money? Just get a head start on life.
What are you talking about?
Maybe. Yes. Maybe.
There's a difference between, I think what Jerry's saying is that some people are responsible about this and others are sitting there saying, screw it. I'll build $200,000 in debt. What do I care? What's the big deal? Yeah, it's not real to them. They're not looking at how much they're going to pay off every single year.
Now, the other argument was basically that college is a scam as far as like the amount of money pay.
It is.
You know, he's mentioning the teacher. You know, teachers that are out there working their tail off. Well, if you go to college and you go, you know, I don't know, if you go to Ivy League or you go to some private institution like Providence College, where well, I don't know what it is now, 65, 70, and you accumulate $200,000, $250,000 in debt and you come out and you're a school teacher.
Right.
How the hell do you pay that off?
Well, even worse, if you're a school teacher, if you want to get paid.
How do you pay it off?
If you want to get paid extra money, you have to go get a master's on top of that.
Right.
So you're going to additional time at school and additional cost. The whole thing is kind of crazy right now. But you know what it's all being fueled by? It's all being fueled by there are candidates out there that basically want to take public colleges and basically you pay nothing.
There's a maggot. That's the deal.
They're going to pay off all your
trying to control, like they were going over the whole salaries at UMass and how much these people are making, you know, over $1 million for, you know, so it's, you know, every college now, it's almost like we got to spend millions and millions and hundreds of millions to make our campus look nice. You know, and then the salaries, tuition's going up. But I'm just saying.
Football team in most states, the football coach is the highest paid state employee.
Well, the market, everything crashed, right?
Yeah.
College tuitions are going up.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't balance. It's $60,000, $70,000 to go to college, and the kid comes out. Now, depending on the profession, you might have a chance of paying off some of those loans.
See, I would say this led into a whole bigger conversation. First of all, there's a part of me that thinks, believes that college is the biggest scam, and we would be better suited if we took our children and you had two options. When you graduate high school, you got two options. You go into the military for 2 years, learn how to shoot some guns, learn about some technology, learn some gamesmanship, or they should all learn a trade. Somehow they should learn a trade, it can either be years or hours, but by the time it's done, you're going to have a trade. Yeah, I've been sitting there going, I've never met a plumber that's poor. My electrician has like five houses. Okay? Learn how to tile. Learn how to
You have an electrician with five houses?
The fact is that the guys load it because nobody knows how to do those things anymore. Nobody goes to college for trades. They basically go to college to have fun and to party. So Robert Smith pays everybody's loans, pays them down. And there's a couple guys that said, you know what? I don't want to have $200,000 worth of debt. So, you know what? I'm going to pay it off as I go, or who the hell knows? But, these guys shouldn't be, punished for just doing it the way most guys do it.
Yeah.
Tell me some students that leave college without any debt. What percentage of college students do you think? And I would say athletes.
Hold on.
No, they don't get paid any money, so they take out loans too.
Who does?
Athletes. A lot of guys aren't allowed to work. So if you can't work and you're living off of a stipend, a monthly stipend, or you're living in the dorms, they don't give you anything. But so you still need money to live because you can't work during the season. You got school, you got practice. Yeah. You can work during the summer.
Yeah,
but most guys now go to school during the summer and they're lifting.
Well, if parents are paying the freight, then the kids end up debt free, right? That's the so what Robert Smith did.
If you got one kid, shot
was a good thing. What he did was a good thing. But I think Jerry's right. It could have been more equitable.
What are you supposed to do? Go through all the 200 graduates and say, okay, Who's got debt? Raise your
hand. It makes him look great.
No, the problem $40 million
is not a big deal for him. It makes him look great.
So what did he do? He looks, like, seriously,
he looks like he's saving the day.
Okay, so if the kid, if you do the right thing.
He didn't probably think it through.
Maybe it was a little impulsive.
He wanted to make a big grandstand. Okay. I give him credit for it. I'm not knocking him for it.
No, it's a good thing.
So the kid that has no debt, what does he do? He goes to Robert Smith, hey, just so you know, I did it the right way. You're paying these guys debt. How about give me a head start?
Wait a minute,
hey, you did it the right way. You're ahead of all these other slaps who have no idea what they're doing that are willing to put their future on the line. And I would say this, most of the people whose debt he's paying, I guarantee you, most of them are like, wait, I don't have any debt. I'm going to take out another loan.
Well, you're making our point here. That's why it's a mistake to just sit there and say, I'm going to pick up all of the loans, because some of those kids probably earned it with jobs and they didn't want to carry great debt because they knew they weren't going to make enough money in the real world.
But the fact is that it
would have helped them because they did it the right way.
With some sort of debt, some sort of insane debt. Would you say, what do you think the percentage is?
No, it's almost, I would think, you know, listen, I'm sure there's some parents out there that no big deal, right? You got three kids and you're all set, right? God bless you guys. But, you know, I know we were just talking about guys that work on the weekends and summer jobs, and of course you can't make $50,000, right, working a summer job or weekends. But you worked your tail off. You missed some opportunities that others might be enjoying. And maybe you have half of that. Maybe you only have $60,000 in debt. Who knows? You know, so it's nice, to get that paid off as well.
But this is all playing off of the whole idea that a lot of these candidates are throwing out there that they're going to wipe out all of the student debt. They're going to make colleges free. If anybody believes that's really going to happen, it's never going to happen.
Well, just look at it this
way. Who's going to pay for it?
Put it this way. For the 2019 class at Morehead, it cost $40 million.
Right.
How many universities are there?
That's a small school. Yeah.
I'm just saying, so
that was 100 and something graduates,
I was say, 200
right?
graduates,
How many
maybe?
Billions of dollars are we just going to pay
happening.
For?
It's not happening.
That's not even the point.
No, what they should do is they should look at the college. They should investigate the money that is coming in and out and what these people are making.
Lou, it's
and
easy.
And then maybe you'll find out that these schools don't have to be $50,000 a year. Maybe they can be 30.
Lou, if you're 22 years of age and you're going to vote, and one of the candidates is sitting there saying, I'm going to wipe out all student debt. I'm going to make colleges free. Or you're 18 or 19. You're voting for that person.
I tell you what.
Right? Nobody is really giving a bona fide economic breakdown of how we're going to pay for it. It's not going to happen.
If someone told you that you were going to end college, so let's just say you, a communication degree. Right, which is basically a liberal arts basic, you know, bottom of the order. Hey, I just want to get through college. I don't really know what I want to do with my life, so I want to be a communications major, sociology major, whatever it is, right? And you end up with, let's just call it $100,000 in debt. Would you go to college? If someone told you, but at the end of 4 years, you're going to have $100,000 in debt, why wouldn't you just... Would you go to school?
Because there's pressure. There's pressure a lot of times by family, by parents. They want
How
you
many
to
go- people go to school and they major in something and actually end up working in that field? When it's all said and done.
Percentage.
I don't know what the numbers
are. I'm an English major. Great. But, can you grade my paper?
But I would bet.
Tweets.
I would bet this, that there are far too many people that are overeducated or they have gone to schools that are well above what they end up doing. How many people are in our business here, the communications business, then went to Ivy League schools? I could think of a lot of them. And really, are they ever going to get their money's worth out of their Ivy League education for this?
Nah,
we have Mark C. James on the air with two master's degrees.
In what?
I don't know. Pimpin? He's got two masters.
What is his thesis? Pimpin' ain't easy?
Could be.
How to walk with a limp.
There's a future in it.
Ball stopper.
So there's a lot of people, a lot of pressure. If you get into Harvard, you go to Harvard.
And you know what the thing is like they were talking about it. I think Mark actually said that, you know, Jerry was talking about back when he was young, whatever, it was like, are you going to college?
Yeah.
Right? And now it's like, which one are you going to?
That's what it is. It's changed.
So obviously there are some schools. You look at BC, right? The networking you can do in this city. Or Ivy League. You come out of there and you're probably a young kid making a crap load of cash already.
Back to 1976.
Other than that, you know, isn't it really about your personality? I mean, you got to walk into a room, you got to get a job. Your degree only takes you so far. So whether you go to Framingham State or you go to Providence College or you go to wherever, BC, BU, you walk in there and they're just like, okay, you all got degrees. That's cool. Maybe there's an alumni in the office that might help you. But sit down and impress me. What's your personality like? Like, that's...
Good at Rocky quotes.
Yeah. Where are you good at? What's your passion? Rocky.
I left school with a degree in Rocky.
I'm sure that's a course part of Lake Temple or someplace in Philadelphia,
but unless you're a doctor...
Lawyer.
A lawyer. I mean, I don't even know. I mean,
finance.
An accountant.
Yeah.
Finance. Yeah, some sort of financing. But again, I would say you could be an apprentice and learn just as much in a shorter period of time.
Well, I think Jerry's point is that if, like, you are, you know... What he looks at, and it's tough for these kids at that age, but you're a responsible young adult, and you sit there and say, I want to be a teacher. Well, don't go somewhere that's going to cost $70,000 a year for that, where you can go and get a very good education at a state school for a lot less. And when you're done, you have less student loans to pay off because if that's your passion,
okay,
God
so
bless
let me take
but
this
you're
one.
Not going to make a crap load of money.
Okay, so let me take this one, and because I experienced exactly what you're talking about right now. And the problem is trying to convince the kid who gets into really good schools, and they want to be a teacher, and you're sitting there going, you don't really have to go to that school if you want to be a teacher. But the kid is looking at it, I want to go to the prestigious school. I want to go to the better school, even though that better school, Lou, might be $25,000, $30,000 more per year,
right,
times four, times five, if they're going for a master's.
But it's
right?
hard to tell a kid, listen, right, you can go here or here.
Good luck.
If you go here... You're walking out of $150,000 in student loans, and you're going to start making $30,000 a year. You know what I mean? And max out at whatever. Or you can go here and have $60,000 in loans. You can cut your loans in half. You know, so it's not going to take you 30 years. It's going to take you 10.
But the problem is the kids go to the overqualified schools. If they get accepted, that's where they want to go. You tell me. They
listen,
don't sit
I'm
there.
In it
they
right
don't,
now. Right,
they
kidding
don't
me?
Sit there and say, oh, no, you know what? I'm going to go to Bridgewater State because that's perfect with what I want to do in life.
Oh, the same thing. I think even my stepdaughter, when she went to school, was like, URI or UMass. I'm like, why aren't you going to UMass? We're from Massachusetts.
In-state tuition.
Yeah. I'm like,
it's
what are we
still
doing?
Expensive.
But she wanted to go to URI. And I'm like, what? No. So she went to Arizona State instead.
Gosh, twice
but
as much.
Still, no, it wasn't that bad. But no. I mean, you know, it's just like, what? I don't understand.
Oh, see, God. You're talking very logically, and the kids don't think logically when they're at that stage in their life. Jerry's right. The old days, it
well,
was...
Well, Jerry was saying it's up to the parents to think logically.
It is, but trying to convince the kids. How do you convince the kids? I mean, you've got this coming very shortly, Lou. Get ready for it. Try to convince the kids.
I've already been through that with her. So
all right, we're going to get to your phone calls. We'll talk about this, and we'll get back to some other stuff at 617-779-7937. This is OMF.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI. Before, during, and after the show at OMF on WEEI. Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
If the teacher's making 55 grand,
yes.
Would it be smart to have 200,000 in college loans?
But that's maybe not. You're starting at 55,000. Maybe you're
okay.
If you're trying to get to a
different
level, you're trying to become a principal. You need to have a master's degree. You want to become a superintendent. Right. You got to have a master's degree,
okay,
Jerry.
Does it make
you start
sense
as a
for
teacher,
anybody?
A large loan, yes.
Okay, so it makes sense to take out 200,000 loans.
In some cases, yes. I don't know this one.
Okay, this is the problem.
You're going
you
by
are
the one
problem.
Extreme at Morehouse.
You
instead
are the
of looking
problem.
At the average.
You're an idiot.
See, he made the mistake of not bringing it to Mutt's level. He should have said, Mutt, Robert Smith shows up, let's say, at the racetrack, and he just hands out dollar bills to everybody to go and go
just,
to the windows and bet.
Just gamble. Especially after they all lost.
Exactly.
So they lost all their money.
Exactly. Okay. He should have done it that way. Do you believe it was equitable if one guy just lost $10,000 and the other person only lost $500?
And then they got into the whole scam of college. And I understand that. Listen, there aren't too many people that don't have any student loans when they graduate college. It's just the nature of the beast, and that gets into the discussion of colleges are overpriced.
Sure, it's too damn expensive.
So they're overpriced flat out, right? But then it comes to the decisions of, what field are you looking for? Are you passionate? This is what you want to do. And the reality of what that pay will be when you get out. And then it's like you said, overeducating, right? Do you need to go here? Do you need to go there? Like, you know, to go to an Ivy school and take all those student loans because you can't afford it, but you got in to be a student, to be a teacher? I don't know. I mean, that's I think, what Jerry's talking about.
Well, would you recommend somebody go to an Ivy League school to be a talk show host?
No.
Or a journalist?
No.
Hey, stupid.
No.
So what ends up happening, I think, is the colleges are so expensive because there's so much pressure out there on people to go to college. He's right over here. The big fella's right. And that there are a lot of people that should be going to tech school.
But the problem is, and that's my issue, so they leave college.
College is not going to do them any good.
They have a degree in history, but they don't know how to do crap. So if they do own a house or whatever, they have to call somebody else to fix all the little things. So the guy that works as a plumber who was an apprentice who didn't go to college is building home after home, and he's coming over charging you $200 to put a snake in your toilet because you took a big dump. How about that? You put too much toilet paper. Hey, stupid.
No.
One wipe, listen, and you're done.
You're 100% correct with this, though, because I don't know how to do a damn thing.
Do you know how to do anything,
okay?
Well, no.
My wife, on the other hand, like when she was young, her dad made all the kids sit around at every project he ever did. Like, they helped him. He made them help him. So now my wife is, like, taking walls down. And I mean, she's putting beams up. And, she, I mean, it's amazing. I don't do any of this
beams?
Crap.
Do you,
beams?
Beams. Retaining. If you think, if we went to the local high school, pick a high school, the nearest high school, and we grabbed 10 guys, okay, whatever, 10 guys, 10 women, whatever,
yep.
Girls.
Yep.
Do you think any of those, out of those 10 boys, how many do you think could actually change a tire?
Oh, God.
If we gave them and said, listen, flat tire, don't tell them where the wrench is. Don't tell them where the jack is.
I can do it.
How many?
AAA, what's the number?
Oh, see, that's how they change the tire.
No, they
call AAA.
They would.
Or they would go on YouTube, mm-hmm. and they would end up putting the jack underneath the not underneath the frame, but underneath
the
plastic part. Yeah.
But see, I agree with you all that kind of stuff. Like, how would you ever, like a toilet? Need a new toilet. Would you know what to do?
Could I change a toilet?
Yeah.
Yes, I could change a toilet.
I never thought I could. Now I know I can change a toilet.
He's so full of it.
Yes. No, I swear to God. There are, listen, but
no, now I know I can. I never did before. I changed a couple. Now I'm good.
Let's do that on the show next week.
If I could just do my own electrical work, I'd be the happiest man in the world.
God.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm so afraid of shocking myself that I turn all the power off in the entire house to change a light bulb.
So you think that you think that more kids?
I'm with you.
No, don't touch it. Let me turn the power off.
You think that more kids in high school should be taking like shop classes?
Yes,
right? Shop classes.
Yes, yeah.
I was always afraid of shop because I always thought I was going to cut off my finger.
Yeah, but shop classes. I'm not talking about
build a birdhouse.
But cutting a piece of wood and turning it into like a plate.
Thumb.
Yeah. No, what he's talking about is real stuff.
Yes. You should have, just like community service, you should have life skills. How to change a tire. How to checkbook.
Yes.
How to just, hey, what if you want to learn how to lay tile? You know, build a wall. These are things that every person should know how to do. Yet we are keeping, I love my plumbers and my electrician, but they're expensive.
You're right. Class should be like, today we're gonna talk about how to change out a toilet.
Yes.
Or we're gonna take this light switch out and we're gonna create a dimmer. Do you know how to do that?
No.
We're gonna teach you how to do it.
I can do that.
Okay, and for the record, the people at Home Depot and Lowe's, they don't know either.
No, I know.
Say for the record.
No, you gotta find the guy that does. Because there's a couple that do when you go to them.
And they hide from you.
Yeah, okay. you gotta find that guy. They run away from you.
I worked at Home Depot, Lou.
Yeah, I know they are.
Okay, people came in asking for stuff.
All right, Mr. Handyman. Mr. Handyman, hold on. We're gonna go to the phone calls here. Here's Nick in a car first up in this hour. Hey, Nick.
Hi,
Nick.
Okay, yeah, I just wanted to switch off the speakerphone. I just can't believe all this nonsense on the station. I mean, starting with Jerry. I mean, Jerry is a intellectually insecure libertarian. He has no idea what he's talking about. He just likes to rage against liberals.
Hey, stupid.
But he's clueless.
About what?
Give us details.
Go ahead.
Specifics.
His argument is based on nothing. I mean, he has a moment of a correct idea. But the problem is not with people who take out more loans or work it off or anything. Put it simply, at the current rates, it is impossible to work off your student debt while you're in college.
Well, hold on. Hold on, Nick. So they talked with a guy. My understanding is they talked with a guy whose son graduated from Morehouse that had zero student loans. So he ends up getting nothing from Robert Smith. And these other students who might have been a little bit irresponsible, they sat there and said, I don't care what I'm going to do when I graduate, but I'm going to get build up $200,000 in student loans. They get everything flushed from the system. They start cleaning all of this.
I didn't hear that phone call.
Is that fair?
You could work it the other way and say the most irresponsible students on you in college were the ones whose parents paid their tuition and did not have student loans, not the ones who actually did work through and had student loans, both. Those were the responsible students because they couldn't afford it otherwise.
Yes.
And I went to college at the time when you could work off part of the debt before you graduated, and actually you would come out with a fairly small amount. The reason why you have such huge student debt now, it has nothing to do with responsibility. The tuition has been growing at 3 to 4 times the inflation rate since the 70s.
Right.
You know, I went to college in the 80s. My tuition for 1 year was more than people were paying for the entire 4-year degree,
right.
10 years earlier. 10 years later, it was exactly the same way. Those students were paying for 1 year more than I paid for 4 years.
Hey, Nick, we get that. But yeah, suppose a parent, you talked about a parent. So let's say there are two parents, and they're working their ass off doing 2 or 3 extra jobs. Guy's working at a convenience store at night. The mother's doing an extra job, who knows, cleaning, you know, hotel rooms. So they're doing extra stuff to pay off for the kid. And yet, in this situation, Robert Smith comes in, wipes out the debt of all of the other kids, some of the parents who really didn't support the kid, other than you can go to school, we're spending our money elsewhere, you pay for your own education. And those people get a clean slate because he walks in.
If you want to make an argument that this is not equitable, I will agree with you.
It's not equitable.
To make it a responsibility issue, you're all guys are idiots.
I don't think we're saying that. We're saying it's not equitable.
No, that's a better argument because, as we already said, Nick, apparently you didn't hear that it's impossible for a kid to make $60,000 on the side and pay for it. But what about those parents, like you were talking about, who have 3 jobs, 4 jobs? So their kid doesn't have a student loan. They're working their tail off, and they make that kid work a little bit and chip in. And so by the time his career is over, maybe he doesn't have student loans. Maybe he's just got a few, you know, 20,000. I don't know. What about those parents that have gone through that for their children?
That's probably
the better argument.
I know people that have done that over the years. And, you know, we all want to have a better life for our kids and make it easier for our kids. And the last thing you want to do is have the kids start after 4 years of college education with $200,000 in debt. They're never going to get out
from
under that.
If they had that skill that I was talking about, they could part-time
the
work
electrician?
Their way off. Yes.
Yeah. But I'm not kidding. That's the better argument, you know, is the parents. Who for, you know, they have one kid, I don't know, and they, for the last 10 years, 15 years of their life leading up to this moment, worked their absolute tails off so their kid would benefit.
Now, you got a full boat, right?
Yeah.
To school. You got a full boat to school, right?
Yes.
You didn't pay for anything. I hate both of you.
I had student loans. We did work for it.
There is a debt paid. Oh my God.
Are you kidding me right now?
I had to pay for my apartment.
Please, we built that stadium.
Oh, you did? See, he paid something. You didn't pay for your apartment.
Well,
How much did they pay you?
First of all, they don't pay you anything. They give you a stipend.
Wink, wink.
But
stipend.
It doesn't cover your rent or your food. I used to steal toilet paper and pasta out of the lunchroom.
So I'm kidding, sorry for you when there's some young
you.
Kid out
saying,
there that's sitting with $200,000
no
of debt.
See, here's your problem.
At University of Colorado?
That's a fact. You asked me if I paid for it. The answer is no. I don't care if you feel sorry for me. Suck it if you feel sorry for me. You deal with your own issues.
I'm trying to deal with my own issues. But there is, it's a lot of strain when you get out of college and you have debt. I had it years ago, and it's not easy.
Like I said, there's 2 arguments here they're making. One is Robert Smith, could it have been better, whatever, to help benefit those families that we were talking about who busted their tail for 15 years so their kid didn't have any debt, and that kid actually worked all through high school and throughout college and minimized his student loans. The other one is that college is a scam, like that guy was just talking about. You know, tuition is raising at a rate that is ridiculous. I mean, I don't know. Is it going to be 120 by the time my kid who's 9 is going to go there for a year? It's going to be $100,000
in, yes, probably.
In,
yes,
10 years?
I wouldn't be surprised. Because
but
it
he
is,
won't have to pay, you know, because he's a stud.
So the salary's going to jump up as much?
No.
You mean what salaries? The people?
No,
the,
when he gets out of school, the, no, salary's going to jump, no, at the same rate, no, so we can help, so it's, no, all relative?
No. Look at the rate of inflation not, right now.
That's what I mean.
It's exceeding the rate
so
of inflation.
So there's two different arguments here.
Right.
You can go on every side you want.
Weddings are very expensive, too. And if you want to have your suits, your tuxes, ooh, all paid for, and a little bachelor party over at our luxury box at Fenway
Maybe
Park.
Maybe you've got student loans.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
And you're going to get some free suits, free tuxes.
You don't want to go anywhere because we're going to help you out with a little bit of that coming up next.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Glenn Ordway, Lou Merlone, and Christian Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Hi, back here on OMF, we're talking about Robert Smith, billionaire, multi-billionaire, who gave $40 million to basically, he was the graduation speaker at Morehouse College. That's in Atlanta, right? Morehouse,
sure,
is in Atlanta?
Yep.
Sure,
you're
not sure. It's in
That's
Atlanta.
What you say. That's what you, when you don't know for sure, you go, sure.
Yeah, look it up.
Sure. Yeah, look it up. $40 million, and he did it in the graduation speech in which he basically said to the kids, I'm writing all of this off. So you tell me, if you're one of these wealthy guys right now, you're Bezos, you're Bill Gates, you're Warren Buffett, you're Mark Zuckerberg, are you going to accept one of these to send me the graduation
speech
at a college?
Yeah. You're going to get shamed.
Of course, you can't do this anymore.
Yeah. What about some of the, like, J.J. Watt? Russell Wilson was at, J.J. Watt was at Wisconsin. And these guys are athletes.
Yeah, but those guys aren't on the level of these guys.
Still.
What are they going to give?
Still.
$100 gift certificate.
The expectation is a little much for me. I'm like, no, thank you.
Too much pressure.
I'm
going to
give you life advice.
You're not going to pay us? You're not going to give up $40 million? We don't want you.
Ridiculous. But
yeah, he just ruined it for everybody.
He did. He ruined it for everybody. Andrew is in Rhode Island. Hey, Andrew. Andrew. How are you?
Good, thanks. Hey, so I just want to talk about this real quick. I recently graduated, and I went to a private school. I'm from Rhode Island. I didn't want to go to my state school. Basically, I just wanted to get away, do my own thing. So I had a scholarship that paid just short of half my tuition. I studied engineering. I made it 3 years. The deal was you got to keep a 3.0. And so first semester of my junior year, I dipped below. They took the scholarship away. Next semester, I came back, re-got my 3.0, and went back to the school and said, hey, can I get my scholarship back? They said, no, it doesn't work like that. So I went the rest of that year paying full tuition and senior year paying full tuition. So that is 100% my fault, and I know that.
So, but how much does it put you in debt now?
Do you really want to know the number?
Yes.
We don't know you.
$300.
Oh,
what?
Holy smokes.
Wait,
are you, Andrew, and you're not an engineer any longer?
I am.
Oh, good.
Wait, why would you? Okay.
Wow.
300. What now? What did that money, all that money went to tuition? Every last dime. Room and board, housing, food,
Saturday parties.
Did you? $300,000. I mean, I got to take a Jerry's part. That was stupid. That was dumb.
Well, I'm just wondering, like, do you think about how long that takes?
Yeah, so I'm on a 10-year plan. So when I'll basically have it done when I'm 30.
10-year plan. That's a lot of cash.
You know what?
That's a lot to give up.
Two out of the four weeks in the month are free.
But you are working as an engineer now, right?
I am, yeah.
You graduate.
Oh, I was going to say, no, I'm a comic.
No, I thought...
I'm working at Kowloon next week.
Yeah. You know what I was afraid of? I thought he was going to say, I'm driving a train.
Yeah, honestly, that's what I was sitting there and saying. Yeah, I went to be an engineer. What do you do now? I'm a comic. I drive the train, Amtrak.
Willie's in California. Willie.
Hey, guys. I was listening. You guys were talking about Robert Smith giving away the money. And certainly, you know, he can give it away to whoever he wants to in whatever manner he wants.
Yeah.
But There's probably some dads out there that could afford it. There's probably some kids that work their way through. That's something those kids will never learn in college, is the ability to work. All the kids, many of the kids out there now don't want to take a job, don't want to do it in the summer. We'll do it part-time for a little while and start in the middle of July before school starts again. He can give it away. The difference is, he's a capitalist. He made his money. When you get a politician up there, you have someone willing to give away everybody else.
Your money. My money.
Hold on a second. The guy did it. Can we just all agree he did a good thing?
Yes, he did.
There's no, like, agenda. There's no real agenda with this.
No, he did a good thing.
Yeah. Everybody agrees.
You got a loan, I'll pay it. That's fine. But when the government starts talking about giving it away, what if I chose not to go to college and my kids decided not to go, and now I got to pay for your kids to go?
Okay, that's not happening. That's a whole other discussion.
He's bringing up a great point, and that is, it is a free market system. This guy made an awful lot of money, all right, as some other people have in this country. And if they want to give it away like that, I say more power to them.
Sure.
But it's much different than a politician who has no understanding, probably can't even balance his or her own checkbook month to month, who is sitting there basically telling us that education needs to be picked up, these student loans need to be wiped out.
This should not be a political issue.
Well, who's going to pay for that? This guy is a multi-billionaire. He can afford to do that. Most of society can't. They can't afford to do that. And yet, the message is the same. So I agree with him. What Robert Smith did, and what if others do this, they've made their money through the free market system, and they're putting it back right now. They're carrying it on to other people.
Go to Mark for me.
I'm going to Jim in Newburyport, because I'm in charge of the board. You're
Please.
Awful
you haven't
with
done
the board.
Anything today.
You're awful. Stick.
I've been pretty good lately.
Stick to electric work.
Yeah, you can't be saying
exactly. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey guys, don't fight over me, huh? Come on.
I got you, Jim. You're mine.
Hey, a little trap my daughter got into, this is 10, 11 years ago, but when she was in high school, she was told she got what's called a State Abigail Adams Scholarship, which was free tuition to any state college for 4 years. So she was all excited. We had barely two nickels to rub together, really couldn't afford much for her, but we wanted to get her into college. And 2 weeks before she goes to attend a state college, she went to Salem State. We get a bill for $10,000, and I called the college and said, wait a minute, she's got a full scholarship. Oh, no, sir, that only covers tuition. This is fees.
Oh, yeah.
So even though she was told she had free tuition to any state college, 4 years later, we told her, listen, honey, we'll find the money for the first 2 years. Don't know how we'll do it, but we'll find it the next 2 years. You've got to decide if it's worth on your own. So now here she is, 29, married, baby on the way. Both of them have college debt up the you-know-what. I think she's still probably got about $30,000 in debt. And that's just going to a state school. So, I think the problem is, you guys hit it right. I mean, that guy did a great thing paying off those debts. But all of these debts are actually covering up the fact that colleges are ripping off and bankrupting the next generation.
Yeah,
I would agree.
Yeah, there's no question.
And you know what? It's funny you say that, because we were talking about this before the show, because my nephew's kind of going through it before, too, right? And, good grades, good athlete, and he gets all these, gets stepped in, and everyone says, free tuition. And it's like, wow, good for him. And then you find out that the tuition's actually like only a third.
Yeah, room, board, everything else, right.
Of the school. So it's almost like they've lowered tuition, because now that they've been able to give tuition away, but they've lowered tuition. And it used to be, if the school was $30,000, tuition was like, 25.
Yep.
And room and board would be like 5. Now it's the other way around. Now tuition's like 15, but it's still 35. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the bill is still the same.
They've been able to figure out a way to just be like, hey, listen, we give you free tuition. Then you find out it's only a half or a third of the actual cost to go to that school for the year.
But like anything else, you were talking about it earlier, Christian, that there are some kids that end up going to college that really shouldn't be going to college. And many times they end up dropping out after a year or two because it's just not right for them. And many of them succeed, do great things in this world. But the fact is that the colleges are so crowded, and there's such a waiting list to get into these schools, they're not going to lower the price. They're not going to suddenly sit there and say, we're finding businesses really difficult.
And the state schools?
Right.
If you're in state, they're harder to get into.
Correct.
than if you're out of state.
Correct. Well, University of Maine right now is doing a big campaign, an advertising campaign, where they're promoting the fact that Massachusetts students will pay less money go to the University of Maine as an out-of-state student. Why are you going to UMass? Come to the University of Maine. We're cheaper. Interesting.
Or Christians,
because I don't want to hold on to a rope from building to building to get through the snow.
Oh, stop it. It's a little cold there. You think, what's it, 8 degrees?
I remember I went up to Maine, Orono, went on a recruiting trip. I went up there, and there were ropes. I'm like, what's the rope for?
Hold on so you don't die?
No, it's to help kids get from building to building because there's like snowstorm
coming.
Well,
they get snowshoes now. They're better for you.
We have a temperature inversion because it's Arctic air in nature.
I don't think I like this.
Mark's in Cambridge next up on OMF. Hi, Mark.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
What's up, Mark?
Two quick things, or three, I guess. Christian, I'm with you on the trades. These are high-paying jobs. You can't outsource a plumber. We need to get more kids into the trades.
Yes.
Second, we also have to look at beefing up our community colleges, because if you can go to community college for far less money, $5,000-$6,000 a year, take your core classes for the first 2 years, and then transfer to a state school.
Bingo.
So that's the way you can do that.
Yeah.
But third, I do want to. I've heard you guys say a couple times that what this gentleman did wasn't equitable. Actually, what he did was equitable. It wasn't equal. Equal is giving, if he gave everybody $100,000 regardless of their circumstances. Equitable is you give more to the people who need it more to bring them back up to baseline. So if you graduated with all, his intention was for kids to graduate with no debt. Right. So it wasn't about taking someone who had no debt and giving them an additional advantage. It was about taking people who were in the hole and bringing them up to zero. That is equitable. It's not equal because he didn't give everybody
I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
Everyone admits that what the guy did was great. Okay, we understand that. And you are right. Like, the family that maybe could afford it, okay, maybe they didn't need the help. You know, I mean, so they're just lucky. You know, the parents, I'm sure there is a group of parents that struggled their ass off and sacrificed for 15, 20 years, knowing their kid was going to go to college, or 10, 15 years, who made a ton of sacrifices as well as their kid and worked their tail off for it.
Yeah, unfortunately, he didn't take, I think there were 196 students or whatever, he didn't take the 196 students and break down their individual set of circumstances. You know, he didn't do that. He just said, I'm going to clear everybody so you go out there in the world with a perfect slate. But it is funny when you think about it. If you're another rich guy, you like the idea of getting one of those honorable degrees, makes you look really good, but who's going to do it now? Talk about the pressure.
No, the
who's
first thing,
going to
I
do
thought about
that?
This. The first thing you say is, listen, I'm just going to remove all the doubt, move all the, you know, okay, I'm not giving
Boo!
You anything. Okay, so
no!
if you want me to continue,
get
I can
out!
Keep going. I have some good
no,
pointers for you.
No, get out of here.
Hey, how to change a tire?
You
listen,
suck.
I know where it is.
You suck.
That is how I should think.
You have no shot. At that point,
you
people
suck.
Want
no,
nothing.
No, you let them know right away.
They want nothing
you
to do
suck.
With you.
Suck.
Nothing to do with you. This is Mike. Mike's in a car. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Mike.
So, good. So I want to bring up a couple points. First, I think, you know, everybody's right, and the kid that was talking about his $300,000 in debt is going to be unacceptable over a short period of time. It's just not right. The other thing that I've seen is, if you look at what happened at Mount Ida, Hampshire College, Newbury College, colleges are going to start to fail because people aren't going to put up with the overall cost. They're not going to want to incur the debt. And if you look at what an SNHU is doing, allowing kids to take a year or two online, keeping the cost down, and then coming on campus if they want to finish their degree, I think the school's going to change in their overall approach to make it more reasonable from an overall cost standpoint.
Yeah, I hope you're right. There are other schools like Harvard. The endowment is, you know, beyond, you know, infinity. It's unbelievable. You know, nobody would have to pay another dollar to get into Harvard and stay in Harvard for 4 years. So it's, you know, they're a different set of circumstances. But you're right. The guy that brought up the community college thing was an interesting one.
Yeah, but why
as well.
Would schools? Why would?
But here's
majority,
what they want.
They don't. Most of these schools, they don't want you. They don't want to find ways to make it cheaper. There's going to be a select few that will hook you up and try to make it easier for you. But the majority of them, 85% of them,
well, but
they're not doing that. Oh, let me figure out ways how you can pay less. how we can make less money, how we can fund more projects, how we can keep our students, our teachers, staff members.
You're seeing it when you look at the guy that brought up community colleges, and he was talking about going 2 years there. Well, maybe there's a possibility there that you could make it an affordable college.
Those are people community that know what they want, and they know how to get it.
Right.
But that doesn't happen.
But the problem is we have politicians right now that want to give it away. But that basically want to say the taxpayers will pay for it.
Any politician that's totally different.
Pay off all student loans should just, I don't know how the hell you can vote for them. It's not realistic.
Well, and free education. But it's realistic. Schools going forward.
Free education, because where the hell everybody is. This guy paid off one class, student loans, was $40 million.
Yeah.
How many schools are there in this? There are a lot.
Just in the this state alone, you could add them all up. All right, we have another hour to go. We're going to go close to 30 minutes commercial free coming up. And if you missed out in the code word the last hour, you want to get the code word coming up in the next hour to win a great Milton's package where you get all the suits paid for your wedding. And you also end up having a little party. Little bachelor party over at Fenway Park in our luxury box. This hour being brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, online at 495ram.com.